interesting UFO and alien events. There has been a lot of supposition about a secret code stored in our DNA by aliens who put it there with the idea when we were able to decode it, we would be ready to join them. Much of our DNA is called junk DNA. Scientists believed it had no use, but lately this idea is beginning to change. Could they be right about a message written into our DNA? The problem was we didn't know if it was possible, but recently this has changed. Scientists have now encoded the book, The Wizard of Oz, including all images into the DNA of a living cell. They have also found a 1 milliliter of DNA can store the data contained on all the servers in two large one-story buildings. This could eventually mean the end of all huge server farms, which could someday be replaced with something the size of a micro-memory card. If we can do this, imagine what a much more advanced alien race might be able to do. An article appeared on SOMAG News which espoused what I have been saying for years. The headline was, "We are looking for signs of ETs in the wrong way." I have always felt we would never be able to pick up an intelligent radio signal, since radio waves only travel at the speed of light. Let's say I am wrong and we did pick one up. This would mean the alien planet would have to be very close in cosmological terms. Any signal which is too distant could take thousands, millions or even billions of years to reach us, and we wouldn't be able to respond and expect an answer to our signal. There has to be a faster way developed to send out signals if we expect to detect and send our own. No doubt it will have something to do with quantum entanglement, which eventually could allow instant communications over any distance. Witnesses in Hawaii saw a UFO in the night sky over Leeward Oahu. They were so worried they called 911. The sighting happened near the end of 2020 at about 8:30 at night. Multiple videos of the event were taken. The FAA was also notified. A fast-moving big blue object had been seen racing across the sky. To make things even more interesting, it dove into the ocean. The object was described as silent and larger than a telephone pole. When the police came, a second light in the sky was seen. The object disappeared over a mountain. While it is not being talked about very often, UFOs seem to like SpaceX launches. Several launches have taken place where UFOs can be seen in the sky, which seem to be observing. Many times, the objects look spherical. There is a theory about at least some spherical objects which have been seen observing events, and it is their alien drones of some type. Their purpose is thought to be to record what is happening. This is all speculation because we can't really be sure. One thing we can assume about the recent release of CIA UFO documents is, yes, the government has been following UFO events for many years, even though they have denied it. By the way, the documents are available on this website. It is bizarre how people have been ridiculed for decades about believing in UFOs, and how the government has not only denied they were interested in UFOs but have gone out of their way to make people look foolish who had sightings. So many have lost jobs over this. With the recent release of the CIA documents and the videos from the United States Navy showing UFOs, it is beginning to look like some announcement might be forthcoming about UFOs being alien in the future. Even the former head of the CIA, John O'Brien, called the Navy videos eyebrow-raising. He also said, "I think it's a bit presumptuous and arrogant for us to believe that there's no other form of life anywhere in the entire universe." Was this some sort of admission aliens exist? What do you think? Why is the government so secretive about UFOs? Well, even though we are starting to see cracks in that secrecy, we are still getting no admissions which state UFOs are here and they are alien. Many reasons have been put forth as to why the government won't admit UFOs are alien, and many believe it will destroy the social fabric of civilization, but that is no longer the real reason. The real reason is we are helpless against them because their technology is so advanced. The government does not want to start a panic. There is also the chance there are abductions taking place, and if people find out this is real, it could cause chaos and maybe riots. We might even find out some of the people who disappear off this planet without a trace and are never seen again were killed by aliens doing cruel medical tests on them. One strange metric for UFO sightings is the one for New York City. Since 2018, the number of UFO sightings over New York City being reported has jumped 283%. There is no arguing this is an incredible figure. Is it all due to misidentification of what is in the sky, or are more alien UFOs overhead? I guess as the biggest city in the United States, it could be interesting for aliens. Numbers seem to be going up for sightings for many, if not all, of the world's biggest cities. There is even a fringe element talking about an alien invasion, but I don't think we have anything to worry about because I believe it would have happened years ago. We have to remember UFO sightings have been recorded for thousands of years, so why wait until a race got nuclear weapons before invading? Others, however, say that could be the precise reason for the invasion. A man in Bath, UK claims he saw a UFO in November 2020, which had been composed of moving spheres. He was looking out of his window at about 5:45 p.m. when the object appeared. He took a photo of the object. This is the second time he has seen UFOs. In 2018, he took a video of two strange objects in the sky. He said there was originally one object, but as he watched it broke into two. This type of thing has been reported quite a few times lately. It is one of the more puzzling abilities of some UFOs.